Dear DCIS parents and guardians, we were delighted on Thursday that our Year 2 group leader, Monica Dolan, received the Future Leaders Award at the 19th Annual Brit Cham Awards. We'd also like to congratulate Charlotte Prince on being shortlisted in this same category. I was very proud to meet Lola from 6TH, who shared her vision for a greener and more sustainable DCIS, with reduction in the use of single-use plastics across the school. Lola is now in the process of working on some posters for the cafe and canteen to persuade customers to just say no to plastic straws. World Dyslexia Awareness Day takes place on Thursday, the 4th of October. This week in school, students will be taking part in activities that help promote understanding of dyslexia. We encourage you to talk to them about dyslexia and also to ask them to look at the posters around school highlighting some of our teachers who are dyslexic or have dyslexic tendencies. These highly successful teachers are great advocates and role models for our students, as they will recognise and be able to relate to them. This Thursday's House Day will be celebrating the start of Sports Week, which continues into next week, with all year groups participating in a whole range of sports. We look forward to welcoming parents to school to see the carousel of activities planned for each year group. And as always, we also look forward to parents getting involved. On Thursday evening, we welcome Year 11 students and their parents to join us for a sixth form opening evening. This will be a great opportunity for them to find out more about the IB Diploma Programme, the courses on offer, as well as discussing the subjects in more detail with our IB leaders and teachers. We're delighted that 10 of our Year 8 and 9 students will be heading to the North Anglia Education School in Cambodia, Northbridge International School, later this week to take part in the regional MIT STEAM Festival. He'll take part in a number of MIT challenges over the course of the weekend and will be inspired by guest speakers from MIT, as well as collaborating with students from our sister schools in Southeast Asia. We look forward to hearing about the trip when they return early next week. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Dover Court Podcast. Please subscribe to our channel.